Hi, Michael. This is John Kyle. I'm a senior online marketing advisor at Local Splash. How's everything going for you today?
How's it going?
Everything going good?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. And I see here with Zayden Repairs, fairly new business. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So how's everything going so far?
It's going good.
Okay, great. And I can see here you already have a Yelp listing, so that's definitely a good way to start growing the profile that way. And these are the photos that you were uploading for that, right? That I see on Yelp?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your marketing plans or goals for this year. So what's your goal as far as how to grow the business via marketing this year?
Basically how you grow is just by customer service. I mean, I'm going to let my clients do the talking, you know, basically up on Yelp, Google ratings, all that.
Okay. So you want to make sure they're leaving you reviews then, is that what you're saying, to help grow out that way?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's basically the way, yeah.
All right. And then as of right now, with Zayden Repairs, did you set up a Google business profile yet?
No, not yet. I barely just started doing the Yelp.
Okay. All right. So obviously that's where we can come in and help. We are a premier channel partner with Google. Just to give you a little background about us, we have about 10,000 clients nationwide, based here out of Southern California. And really our number one crux of what we do is we help small businesses like yourself get registered properly on Google. So that way you can start showing up on map listings. You're familiar with how map listings work, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so if someone is looking for your repair service on Google, you're going to show up on the map listings, you'll be optimized, have a good Google business profile, and we even go so far as creating websites for you at no additional cost. And the main reason why we would do all that for a client like yourself at a low rate is that Google does rate us. So we have a rating with Google as a premier channel partner. In order to maintain that rating, we have to have a certain level of success rate with our clients. So we do everything we can to make sure that you are as successful as we can possibly make you as far as being a repairs provider in the Lakewood area and surroundings. Now, just to make sure I'm focusing on the right type of repairs, is it automotive or is there other things that you do?
Just equipment.
So appliance repairs?
Yeah, basically equipment leads into like lawn equipment, construction, ATV. So basically kind of like that. Everything kind of smaller to medium into
like two-stroke motors. Not so much the four strokes. More like two-stroke motors and things like that as well.
Yeah, you go from two-stroke, you know, all the way up from basically equipment. So like pit bikes, ATV, dirt bikes. No automotive, so no vehicles and no, like, trucks. I will work on diesel equipment, basically leads into, like, skid steers, backhoes. I also do trailer repairs. That's the bearings. So that's all on my business card. And I also do hydraulic piston repair, too.
Wow, so you do a lot that is relative to auto repair, but you are not – trying to brand yourself as automotive repair. Is that accurate?
Yeah, the automotive repair. That's why I just kept myself as an equipment repair. So basically someone calls me and asks me like, well, what do you kind of do? Yeah, basically anything you want to give me except, you know, automotive. That's vehicle.
Except driving your car into my shop.
Yeah, exactly. Because the only reason why is because, you know, vehicles are going into more of the newer electronics. You're going into more of a different ball game. When I keep it into equipment, it keeps it more simple, easy, and I can actually get parts a lot more easier and local, so I could get the equipment back
right
to the customer and get
paid. Right. A true internal combustion engine that you're working on as opposed to something that is like you said, it's all computers at that point, right?
Basically, yeah, man. I mean, you know, man. I mean, some cars sit in a freaking mechanic shop for months at a time. That's what I don't want, you know, because, I mean, you're waiting for certain parts. That's why I say if someone brings in a lawnmower, you know, I can easily fix it, you know. If someone brings in a couple blades, you know, need to be sharpened, I can go ahead and do that and take care of them like that too. So I basically try to keep it strictly as equipment. So if someone brings in like a D35, you know, backhoe, you know, of a Caterpillar, I can go ahead and do that. You know, it's just, I don't mess with like 18 wheelers or, stuff like that, because then you're going into like DOT regulation, you know, that's why I try to keep myself minimum, you know, and I can also push the workout faster, you know, so that's
right.
How you also got
as long as you're not doing anything that is street legal, you're good, right? that helps a lot. All right. And you accept text messages on this phone, right? So I just want to make sure, because I'm sending you one right now.
Yes.
Okay. So I just sent you one from our 877 number. Just says, hi, Michael, this is John with Local Splash. Let me know when you receive that.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. The reason why I did that was just so you have the number that this next link is coming from. I just wanted to give you a preview site. Now, obviously, this doesn't go hand in hand with what you do. It's an appliance repair site, but, you know, it is repair-based services. I just wanted to include that just so you can see an idea of the type of websites that we build out for our clients as part of our service. Again, it's not costing you anything additional. We just do this so that way you have a stronger representation when you do optimization online. Does that make sense? Like, I mean, a lot of people on Yelp, they want to see like websites, and it'll give you more of a platform to post your gallery, list in detail what type of services you want to focus on as far as the repair. Okay.
So let me get this all correct. So you do work directly for Google, correct?
We are a Google Premier Channel partner, so we are the closest you will get to talking to someone directly with Google, correct? So how it works is Google, being as large as they are, small businesses really can't get through to them. You'll never find a phone number for Google, or at least one that you can call and get a hold of a human being. So what we do as a Premier Channel partner, we advertise for our clients, you know, and we have about 10,000 nationwide, as I mentioned. So we're investing tens of thousands every month with Google. And so we have a back channel to them to make sure that when we do optimization, like put listings up, let's say someone is looking for equipment repair in Lakewood, we are making sure that you are optimized so that way you show up on the map listings alongside other repair services like at Rocky Mountain Small Engine. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of them, or you know, other companies like that that do the small equipment repair like you're referring to. Okay. So that is our main focus. Now with Google, again, we have to have a certain success rate. So we only have one client per location, per type of service. So we are not going to work with any other equipment repair specialists in Lakewood should you move forward with us today. And once we fill this slot today, again, we lock it out because Google does rate us based on our success. And if we're not meeting at a bare minimum a 70% success rate with our clients, meaning 7 out of 10 have to be very happy with our service, then we're not going to maintain our status with Google as a premier channel partner. So it's not in our best interest to even put two companies in the same exact locale, if you can understand that, because most likely one of you will be successful and one won't if we're trying to push both of you to the top. And 50% just doesn't cut it for Google. Everything makes sense so far? Why we only work with one company at a time?
Yeah, go ahead. So what's your pricing?
Yeah, so for optimization, again, and I'm just going to go through both levels of our service just so you can understand, and then I'll go through pricing in about 2 minutes. So the first thing is optimization, right? Showing you up on the map listings alongside Rocky Mountain Small Engine when someone's looking for equipment repairs in Lakewood, right, or equipment repairs near me. That's the number one goal. Right. Building out your website is included with that, as well as, again, getting your business profile so people can start leaving reviews for you. That's all available through our first level service. And then the second level service is also doing Facebook ads. Have you ever thought of doing social media ads?
I try to stay away from social media. I'll just stick with, like, straight website.
Okay. So that's fine. I will let you know the Facebook ads, we include $100 a month at an incremental cost to you of $50 a month. So if you ever decide to opt in for it, just let us know. But for now, not even going to worry about that. But if what you're looking for is strictly the optimization on Google, getting a website developed, and all of those things, the month-to-month cost, it's not a contract, so it's just a monthly cost, is $199.
So about $200 a month?
Correct.
Okay, and that's like the credit card fee and all that?
Say that again?
Is that like with the credit card fee and all that and taxes?
Yeah. It's a flat rate. There is a one-time setup fee if you want us to build out that website like I showed you. So the one-time setup fee to include the website build is $99. But again, it's not a monthly charge. It's just so month one would be $298 the moment you move forward, and then thereafter is $199 a month, again, for the Google side of things. It's $249 a month if you want to include $100 of Facebook ads, but again, I understand if you really want to focus on Google.
Right, okay.
So what are your initial thoughts, just to, from what you see so far?
Right now, let me think about it and everything. Can I text you from that number and everything?
Yeah, you have my response there. And again, any questions you have, feel free to shoot. Now, Lakewood is a popular area. As I mentioned, we do try to fill these very, very quickly. It is something that Google does request of us. So just so you know, the standard package pricing is $399 a month, but when Google does push us to fill a spot, that's why we dropped it down to $199. So it is a 50% savings from our list pricing. And you can check our website out to see the list prices there. We do have them published. So just so you're aware, again, we do intend to get this filled as soon as possible. I'm not trying to twist your arm, but just so that way I can be fair to you, when do you want us to pencil in a callback? Because I might be able to put a soft hold if you think you're truly considering it. To pull the trigger.
Hold on, give me one sec. Let me figure some stuff out real quick.
You know, if you were in the tiny town, I wouldn't have to say all that, right? but Lakewood's not tiny.
Right.
I mean, it's on the outskirts of some very big city space.
So how long will it stay for $199?
That is your rate. So again, it's something that we get to offer the moment that we're asked to fill something immediately. So.
And then when will you guys have the website all done?
7 to 14 days.
7 to 14 days. Okay.
Yep. Google optimization does take a little bit longer to start showing up on the map because it does have to go through Google's channels of verification to make sure you're a bona fide business and whatnot. Typically, smaller optimizers usually take anywhere between 3 and 6 months, but because we have that premier status with Google, it takes us 30 to 45 days. So 4 to 6 weeks is a fair expectation to start seeing yourself on the map listings. But obviously, your website and everything will be done much sooner.
Much sooner. Okay, so people will be able to see that stuff.
Yeah, you'll be able to post your portfolio photos. I mean, we help you manage it, too. I want to be clear on that. We don't expect you to be a web expert or even want to invest the time. But you start sending us photos and things like that, we can definitely update your site from time to time. You can guide us through content creation as far as what verbiage to use. So all of that is still hands-on for you, Michael. We want to make sure you understand this is not like cookie cutter websites. This is something that's very specific to you and customizable to your business. So we can definitely do that. It just requires your input, not so much your programming expertise or anything like that.
Give me one sec real fast.
You're good.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we can go ahead and do that.
Okay. So, and we're doing just the Google at $199, and then with the $99 setup here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we'll do the $199 setup right for right now, flat right off the door. And then, if anything changes, then we'll move up, we'll go from there.
For the Facebook, you're saying, right?
Yeah. If I do go further with the Facebook and all that, I just don't want to deal with it. I mean, if someone, like if I hire like a secretary or whatever, they can deal with all that ads. But yeah, for right now, let's just go ahead and deal with the Google and the website.
Okay. And just so you know, if you ever get an inkling to test it out, we do manage your Facebook profile for you as well. It's not like something that you have to do too much. I mean, it is an idea to like post and whatnot, but we'll help you create the profile if ever you want to cross that bridge, okay? Without having to you know, have some sort of office helper do all that stuff, okay?
Okay.
Cool. All right, so a couple things here. I just need to get your business address, and if it is a home base, we will not publish it on Google if that's your preference, but we still need a physical address.
Yeah, are you ready for it?
Yep.
It's going to be 1733 South Wadsworth Boulevard.
Lakewood, Colorado, 80232.
Correct.
Okay. And then, Michael, your last name?
It's going to be Meyer, M-E-I-E-R.
M-E-I-E-R. And what's a good email address for you?
It's going to be Zayden's Repair, Z-A-Y-D-E-N, Repair, with an S at the end.
So is it Zayden Repairs or Zayden's Repair?
Let me just double check.
I was checking because on your Yelp profile it says Zayden Repairs, and I know that is a small detail, but we got to make sure it's right for optimization, right? We want to make sure everything lines up.
Yep, Zayden's Repairs with a LLC at the end.
So it's Zayden's Repairs? So both there's an S at the end of Zayden and Repairs?
No, just Zayden.
Zayden Repairs.
Yeah,
LLC.
No,
okay.
Yeah, no S at the end of Zayden.
Okay.
Just as
and then
the S at the end
you're
of
posting
Zayden.
On Facebook just as Zayden Repairs, so that's how you want to be listed online is just Zayden Repairs, right? No LLC at the end?
Oh, yeah, put the LLC at the end.
Okay. So we'll probably try to reach out to Yelp to let them know the same thing, okay? To get them to update that. All right, so Zayden Repairs, and your email address is Zayden Repairs. And then what was the rest of it?
@gmail.com.
Okay.
But my email don't have the LLC.
Gotcha. And then what does Zayden refer to, just out of curiosity?
Zayden, that's, I named it after my son.
I figured. I was waiting. I wasn't sure. I was like, if that's your son's name, that's a good unique name. I really like it. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah. I'm building it for him because I mean I'm not gonna live on this planet forever.
Fair enough. Well, a good man. So that way he doesn't even have to change it later. You see, he just has to follow.
Yeah, I really don't have to change it. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. So let me go ahead and so. Just to let you know, again, it's going to be about 10 more minutes. We're going to go through a couple questions so I can help the client intake team get everything prepared. We also schedule a call to where we go over things in more detail with you later on today to help set up the optimizations process. I have availability from 2 to 3 p.m. and 3 to 4 p.m. and then also anytime tomorrow. Do either of those work for you?
Yeah, let's do tomorrow because I do have appointments around, like you just said, around those times. So I won't be able to answer. But yeah, we could do tomorrow morning.
Okay, 8 a.m. is our earliest mountain time.
That's fine.
Would that work? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, give me 1 second here. I'm going to send you an invite. I'm just setting up that invite right now. All right, you should be receiving an email with the invite in about 10 seconds. Just let me know if you did get the Google invite there. Coming from J. Kyle at Local Splash. Okay, so we're good with that. 3:28:24. All right, and then anyone else do you want to have as an authorizer on this account to like make changes on keywords or anything like that on the marketing side?
No, just me for right now.
Okay, and the name on the card you'll be using is also Michael Meyer. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Best phone number, 720-710-6250.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so let's do a few keywords. So just five keyword sets will be, help my team get started. So we're looking at small engine repair. Is that a good starting point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else do you want me to list as other items? Equipment repair, you said?
Yeah, I would do equipment repair. You could do diesel heavy equipment repair. That makes it
diesel
easy.
Diesel heavy equipment repair. Very specific. I like it. Okay. All right. So we'll start with those three sets, and then you know, we'll build it out from there. You know, I did put in a lot of the detail of what you told me about the things that you focus on. All right. There. You have your Yelp listing. No GDP yet, but we'll help you with that. GBP stands for Google Business Profile, just so you know. Sorry, I was talking jargon here. Okay. I'm not using any other provider for SEO at this time, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You're going to get an email shortly that says attention required. It's going to ask you to provide some photos for your Google Business Profile. In your field, does it require a license to do the repairs that you're doing?
No.
Okay. So license not needed. But do you have a like insurance for your shop?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do have insurance. So if you're able to provide that, that'd be helpful.
I'm mobile too.
Okay. Great. All right. So you're a mobile repair. But as far as like a business license, you don't need a business license for what you do, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I don't need a business license for that. I'm not selling anything, you know.
Gotcha. Cool.
I got basically, you know, all my paperwork ready, you know, so if you need anything like that.
And you're going to want us to build out that website, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so when we build out your website, we also offer a call tracking, which is really helpful for you. So how it works is, when people are calling you through your Google Business Profile or your website, it'll be a number that's not your personal number, the one that I have on file. It helps you just weed out some robocalls and whatnot, because obviously with increased visibility, you can see how those may increase. And it allows you to track when people call in, so that way you can see data of that. It helps us show to you our successes for you throughout the month. But again, another very valuable detail for you is you need to get back to someone and you didn't save the number or something like that, you'll just be able to pull it up on our back-end pages for you, okay?
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, so other than Lakewood, any other cities that you want me to put as your target areas?
Oh, yeah, man, you could do Denver, Aurora, Parker. You can hit Longmont. You can hit Windsor. I'll go out that far. You can hit Castle Rock.
Okay. And just so you know, if ever it comes a time where you're looking to, you said Castle Rock, right?
Yeah, Castle Rock, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have a wide radius there. Okay. All right. So good news is if, again, I know it's not today, but if you ever decide you want to opt into Facebook, Facebook is really cool that they'll let you target specific cities. You're like, hey, this city is really, really popping for me. Then we can definitely do that with Facebook ads. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And you'll also get an email when we're done here with today's call that's going to go over the terms and conditions. It's going to outline very clearly that today's payment will be $298 and then moving forward $199 a month. Remember, today's payment includes the $99 setup fee. And once you review all that, just to make sure everything I talked about is accurate, the 4 to 6 week or 30 to 45 day live time for your Google optimization, and then a 7 to 14 day live time for your website itself. All that's going to be in the terms and conditions. I just want to let you know that it gives you a chance to see everything in writing. So that way you can check off of that, that you consent to that or you acknowledge it, and then just sign it when you get a moment. No need to do it this instant, just hopefully by tomorrow's call, okay, after you receive that.
Okay.
All right, and then what hours of operation do you want to put on your site?
You could do Monday through Friday. Actually, go ahead and do Monday through Saturday. And then you could do, I would do 9 a.m. to about 5 p.m. Good times.
Okay. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If ever you want to change that, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then I'll also put that the address provided is your home base, so don't publish that on Google, right?
Yeah, don't.
Home address. Or on your website. Just FYI, and we'll try to get that corrected with Yelp. Yelp does have your address published on their listing, but we'll try our best to get that corrected if you don't do that.
Yeah, so you're right on. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, I know you do great service, and it's all about, like, it's a good word of mouth, but you never know. I mean, someone might be like, oh, this is where he houses his equipment or something like that. You know. Just,
yeah, for real.
Yeah. Can never be too safe. All right, so we're almost done here. Again, we're just going to go ahead and start with the card information in a second, and then we're going to do a verification call. So the verification call is just a quality assurance portion of the call, where just make sure that I outlined everything clearly, and that way, again, you have your protection to make sure everything is going properly for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's see here. We're going to do local SEO. And then the other thing while I'm setting up this next step is we do allow you to choose a security question. So that way, whenever we're calling out to you, just so you know, we're going to always call from the 877 number moving forward. So our customer service team calls directly from that number that I sent you the text message on. Okay?
Mm.
All right. And then just make sure you save that as local splash in your phone.
Okay.
And what I was going to say is if ever there's any confusion of who's calling saying, oh, we're your Google specialist and your stranger danger radar goes up and you don't think it's local splash because it didn't come from 877-635-6225, if it didn't come from our number and you're already concerned, we did give you a security question just to give you that added detail or added level of protection. It can either be your mother's maiden name, the name of your first pet, or the city you were born in.
No, you could do my mother.
Okay. And last name or any answer you want. It doesn't have to be exactly her maiden name, but whatever you want to put as the answer.
Don't do her last name because it's the same, but do her first name.
Okay. And that is?
And it's Deanna. Yeah, it's Deanna. It's D-E-A-N-N-A.
Okay. Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A. All right. So we have that saved there. So that works out well for you. All right, and now, so Michael, on the card you'll be using is under Michael Meyer, same phone number as what I'm calling, and then 1733 South Wadsworth Boulevard, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that there. And I'm adding your free website right now. All right, so I'm ready for the card information whenever you are.
It's a MasterCard.
Okay.
Numbers are going to be 5597-1506-3911-7903.
Expiration
date 10/20/1026.
Okay. And the 3 digits on the back.
115.
Okay, we're not processing just yet. Again, the final step is going to be the voice verification portion, and then I'll process the payment once we're completed with that. So bear with me about 3 more minutes. If you have any questions, I'll stop and I'll clarify. But again, for the purpose of this, I'm just going to be reading off the script, okay?
Okay.
All right, Michael. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Zayden Repair, LLC.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
It's going to be Michael Meyer, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, Michael, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, which is why we gave you that security question of your mother's maiden name, so that way you can verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not an imposter of any sort, okay? Now, in regards to our calls, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, knowing that our calls will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number?
Yes.
Okay, make sure you save that 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts in your phone. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to also disclose any additional online marketing efforts that you consider or take on during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 27, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $298. And now the second payment is completed. Your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day of the month in the amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. Now, you also may discontinue your agreement at any time, Michael, by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service in the event of cancellation, just make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Michael, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right, everything is good for this portion of the call. I'll go ahead and process the $298 payment to get you set up on Google with the website as well. And you should be receiving an invoice shortly, so bear with me one moment. Okay, everything is good to go on my end. You should be receiving, again, that terms and conditions page. Just when you have a moment, check that out. I understand if today's too much to worry about right now, but if you can do that before tomorrow morning's call, that'd be great. If you don't happen to complete it by tomorrow's call, that's okay. They'll just remind you during the call as well, okay? And that call, again, is from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. You should have already received an invite from me.
Yep, I did.
All right, Michael, any questions, again, feel free to call the 877 number. You can also send a text as well. I'll receive that. You still have a line of contact to me at any time. You can, you know, just make sure you reference me when you send a message in or you call in. You have my extension number. But moving forward after tomorrow's call, again, our account management team will definitely take good care of you as far as helping you set everything up on the back end to get your website ready within 7 to 14 days. And then, of course, the Google Business Profile and listings within that 30 to 45 day window, okay?
Okay, and then I got one more quick question. So on that whole thing you just sent me, what would be the username and the password? Do I just create a new one?
So that's going to be created on in about a week and a half, I believe, in that 7 to 14 day window. They'll help you get that created.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I already signed everything, that little thing you just sent me.
For some reason, also, did you ever get the invite for the interview call tomorrow or the client intake call?
Let me see.
It's weird. So you got everything from our team, like the actual terms and conditions and whatnot. But for whatever reason, when I sent it to ZadenRepairs@gmail.com, I got a kickback. That's so weird.
You said ZadenRepairs@gmail.com?
Zaden, right? And then repairs@gmail.com.
Yeah, because I don't see nothing coming in.
That is odd. I will try to send it one more time. My apologies for that. But again, it is indeed already set for you from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow. I just want to let you know, I might give you a courtesy text message just as it approaches, just so you're aware, because for some reason all, every other email went through to you, just that one didn't. I couldn't even tell you why.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for it. Maybe it might come a little bit later and everything. But yeah, if not, I'll shoot you a little text.
Okay. All right. And then I'll send you a text reminder as well right now, just to, so that way you'll have at least one reminder handy. Okay.
Right on. Thank you.
All right, Michael. Thanks so much for your time. Look forward to helping you grow out this business with Google and your website. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great one now.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.